Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss Suggestopedia. Now Suggestopedia is also one of the methodologies of teaching foreign language or in general teaching language. And this method, Suggestopedia, was developed by a Bulgarian psychiatrist and educator, Georgi Lozanov. Georgi Lozanov. So as the name suggests, at the heart of Suggestopedia is the element of suggestion. Teaching happens by way of creating suggestions. Now I'll explain this in a minute. But before that, let me explain that Suggestopedia was derived from suggestology. Suggestology, which Lozanov himself describes as a science concerned with the systematic study of the non-rational and non-conscious influences. As a science concerned with the systematic study of the non-rational and non-conscious influences that human beings are constantly responding to. And Suggestopedia tries to harness these influences and redirect them so as to optimize learning by the student. Now, few aspects which are very, very recognizable or easily recognizable in Suggestopedia are, for instance, the use of decoration, the use of furniture and arrangement of the classroom, and in particular, the use of music. Isme music ka bhi istamal karte hain. And also the authoritative behavior of the teacher. Music is specially important in Suggestopedia. And one of the purposes of music is to create a very relaxed kind of attitude within the students or within the learners. So ek background music bhi chalta rahega. And in music, the intonation as well as the rhythm, both of these are important. Now, what is intonation? Intonation is just rise and fall of voice. Suppose main zor se bolna shuru karun aur uske baad main dheere dheere bolna shuru karun. So there is a rise and fall in the voice. That is what intonation means. And then I said rhythm. Now we all know what is the meaning of rhythm. Now after that you should keep in mind that in Suggestopedia, vocabulary has a strong emphasis. In this methodology, a lot of emphasis is given on vocabulary development. So there is emphasis on memorization of vocabulary pairs. Now what do I mean by vocabulary pairs? For example, main English mein bolun chair. Hindi mein kya uska pair hoga? Ya equivalent hoga? Kursi. So there is emphasis on memorization of vocabulary pairs in the target language as well as the native language. Now jaisa ki maine bataya tha shuru mein that suggestion is at the heart of this methodology called Suggestopedia. But when some people hear about this word suggestion, it also brings to mind whether this suggestion also means some kind of hypnosis. Kya ye hypnosis hai? Is it related to hypnosis? The answer is no. And the person who has invented this model, Lozanov claims that what distinguishes Suggestopedia from hypnosis and other forms of mind control is that these other forms lack a desuggestive-suggestive sense. Within inverted commas, desuggestive-suggestive sense. And these other methods fail to create a constant setup access to reserves through concentrative psycho-relaxation. Now this is a confusing kind of phrase, that the other methods fail to create a constant setup access to reserves through concentrative psycho-relaxation. Now, ek minute ke liye to ye phrase jo hai bahut logon ko samajh hi nahi aaya ki what is Lozanov trying to say. But let me simplify this ki what he actually means by this phrase. And by the way, this is a direct quotation of what he has said, this confusing phrase, but let me simplify this ki uska matlab kya hai. As I indicated that Lozanov is trying to talk about both suggestion as well as desuggestion. So what is desuggestion? See, desuggestion seems to involve, unloading the memory banks or reserves that are there in the memory of unwanted or blocking memories. So whatever suppose memories you may have about certain things, desuggestion means unloading all of that from your mind. And then what is suggestion? Now suggestion involves loading the memory banks with desired and facilitating memories. Facilitating memories which will assist you in the learning process. Now this is what he means when Lozanov says suggestion and desuggestion, or desuggestive and suggestive sense. This is what the meaning is. Now after this, let me also elaborate little bit more that Suggestopedia is built on 6 principles. Of course, I talked about the centrality of music. Wo sab to maine aapko bataya. The centrality of suggestion. That I explained. But along with this, there are 6 principles. In principles ke naam aapko yaad hone chahiye. The first one is called authority. ठीक है, अथॉरिटी. सेकंड इन्फेंटिलाइजेशन, ठीक है, इन्फेंटिलाइजेशन. थर्ड डबल प्लेनेडनेस, ठीक है, डबल प्लेनेडनेस. समटाइम्स दिस इज ऑल्सो कॉल्ड ड्यूअल प्लेननेस, ठीक है. सो द करेक्ट टर्म इज डबल प्लेनेडनेस. उसके बाद फोर्थ है इंटोनेशन, फिफ्थ रिदम, एंड सिक्स्थ कंसर्ट सूडो पैसिवनेस, ठीक है, कंसर्ट सूडो पैसिवनेस. नाउ लेट मी एक्सप्लेन दिस वन बाय वन, बट आप इन छहों के नाम याद रख लो. अथॉरिटी, इन्फेंटिलाइजेशन, डबल प्लेनेडनेस, इंटोनेशन, रिदम एंड कंसर्ट सूडो पैसिवनेस. नाउ फर्स्ट लेट मी एक्सप्लेन व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ कंसर्ट सूडो पैसिवनेस. ये सबसे कंफ्यूजिंग है. नाउ बाय दिस फ्रेज लोजोनोव रिफर्स टू द रिलैक्स्ड एटीट्यूड इंड्यूस्ड बाय म्यूजिक, ठीक है, उसे कहता है ये, ठीक है. द रिलैक्स्ड एटीट्यूड इंड्यूस्ड बाय म्यूजिक इज द स्टेट दैट ही रिफर्स टू एज कंसर्ट सूडो पैसिवनेस. एंड दिस इज व्हाट लोजोनोव सेज इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर ऑप्टिमल लर्निंग, ठीक है. व्हाई? बिकॉज ऑल एंग्जाइटीज एंड टेंशंस आर रिलीव्ड of the students and the power of concentration is increased. So in a way he is trying to explain the importance of music. Uske baad maine bataya aapko intonation and rhythm. Now since this is related, let me explain these two. Afterwards I'll explain the other ones. Theek hai, intonation and rhythm. See what happens when we vary the tone and the rhythm is that it helps the learner to avoid boredom. Theek hai? To ensure that the lecture is not becoming boring, it is important to vary the tone and the rhythm of music. And it also helps to dramatize, emotionalize and give meaning to linguistic material, whatever the teacher is providing. Okay? So this is why these three are important. Intonation, rhythm and concert pseudo-passiveness. Now, uske baad main baat karta hun, authority. See, iska ek simple sa reason hai that, you know, learners or students or people in general remember best and are influenced most if information of any kind is coming from an authoritative source. ठीक है. सो इफ द टीचर एक्ट्स इन अ अथॉरिटेटिव वे द लर्नर्स और द स्टूडेंट्स विल एक्सेप्ट दैट इन्फॉर्मेशन बिकॉज इट इज कमिंग फ्रॉम अ ऑथेंटिक और अथॉरिटेटिव सोर्स. ठीक है. नेक्स्ट थिंग आई टोल्ड यू इन्फेंटिलाइजेशन. नाउ व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ इन्फेंटिलाइजेशन? लिटरल मीनिंग है कि यू नो ट्रीटिंग समबडी एज अ चाइल्ड. एंड इन दिस कॉन्टेक्स्ट व्हाट लोजोनोव इज ट्राइंग टू से इज द अटेम्प्ट शुड बी टू पोर्ट्रे अ पेरेंट चाइल्ड रिलेशनशिप rather than just a teacher-student relationship. ठीक है. So this kind of attitude just makes the student or the learner more confident. उसके बाद एक और चीज मैंने बताई आपको, double planedness. ठीक है, double planedness, planedness, planedness. इसका क्या मतलब होता है? Now this broadly refers to the fact that the learner or the student learns not only from the effect of direct instruction which is given by the teacher but also from the environment in which the instruction or the teaching is taking place. ठीक है, the learner learns from both the teacher as well as the environment. So remember I told you in the beginning that in Suggestopedia there is emphasis on furniture, on decoration, musical background, shape of the chairs as well as personality of the teacher, because all of these are important in imparting the instructions to the students or the learners. ठीक है, so this is what is referred to as double planedness. So just keep in mind these six principles: authority, infantilization, double planedness, उसके बाद intonation, rhythm and finally concert pseudo passiveness. ठीक है. And let me tell you one more related fact. ठीक है. In America the term that they use for Suggestopedia is super learning. ठीक है. Super learning is just another term that is used to describe Suggestopedia. So exam में आपसे पूछ सकते हैं what is super learning. So the closest equivalent is Suggestopedia. ठीक है. Now after this I wanted to point out few more things. ठीक है. Now as I told you that one of the principles of Suggestopedia is infantilization. ठीक है. So if you have a look at the role of the learner. The learner is also expected to behave as a child and regard the teacher as a parent who teaches the child. So students are expected to tolerate and in fact encourage their own infantilization. Okay? And this is accomplished partly by acknowledging the absolute authority of the teacher, okay? And partly by giving themselves over to activities and techniques which are designed to help them regain their self-confidence. Okay? Self-confidence or spontaneity or receptivity of the child. So some other activities can be, you know, playing games, songs, gymnastic exercises. So all of these activities help in the infantilization of the learner or the student. And as I indicated earlier that all the learners or the students sit in a circle. And sitting in a circle basically encourages face-to-face exchange and interaction. And the primary role of the teacher is to create situations in which the learner is most suggestible and then to present linguistic material in a way that is most likely to encourage positive reception as well as retention by the learner. ठीक है, मतलब जो भी टीचर बताए स्टूडेंट उसको रिटेन कर सके और समझ सके. बट द क्रिएशन ऑफ द एनवायरमेंट हैज टू बी डन बाय द टीचर. ठीक है, नाउ आफ्टर दैट लेट मी टेल यू व्हाट हैपेंस इन अ टिपिकल क्लासरूम. ठीक है, व्हाट इज द प्रोसीजर दैट इज फॉलोड इन अ टिपिकल लेसन. फर्स्ट कम्स द प्रेजेंटेशन. फर्स्ट पार्ट इज कॉल्ड प्रेजेंटेशन. ठीक है, आफ्टर दैट कॉन्सर्ट, CONCERT. उसके बाद इलेबोरेशन, उसके बाद रिकैपिचुलेशन. नाउ आफ्टर दिस अनदर इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग टू नो अबाउट सजेस्टोपीडिया इज कॉन्सर्ट सेशन. ठीक है, नाउ बिफोर आई एक्सप्लेन व्हाट इज कॉन्सर्ट सेशन, पहले तो आपको पता होना चाहिए कि व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ कॉन्सर्ट, CONCERT. कॉन्सर्ट का मतलब क्या होता है? इट मीन्स अ म्यूजिकल सेशन. ठीक है, एंड रिमेम्बर at the beginning I told you that music is also played in the background. So the typical lesson of a suggestopedia methodology classroom can be called a kind of concert. But isme do type of concerts hote hain. First is called active concert and the second is called passive concert. And this is something for which suggestopedia is very famous. But what is the difference between active concert and passive concert? See, what happens in active concert is the learner or the student reads the text that is given along with the teacher. ठीक है, मतलब teacher भी, the teacher is reading the text as well as the students at the same time. And at the same time, the music is playing in the background. So this is what active concert is. उसके बाद आते हैं passive concert. Now after they have read something, then the students just listen to the teacher for some time in the next stage, and the teacher only does the reading and background music is playing. So this phase or this stage is called passive concert. And both active concert and passive concert are part of a typical lesson in a suggestopedia methodology classroom. ठीक है, जो भी classroom में पढ़ाया जाता है, active concert and passive concert are a part of the lesson. But along with concert sessions, there is something called presentation. ठीक है, presentation is the first stage. उसमें क्या होता है? The students are made to just relax and feel positive about the learning, which will happen. And then as I said, concert session happens, both the active and the passive concert. The next thing that happens is called elaboration. ठीक है, elaboration. ये terms याद रखना आप. Presentation, concert session, उसके बाद elaboration. So as the name suggests, there is a kind of decoding and then a freer and more creative session. And then practice happens. ठीक है, so broadly speaking, these are the four stages in a typical suggestopedia methodology run classroom. Now I told you all the good things about suggestopedia. ठीक है, but there are various criticisms about suggestopedia also, about its lack of direct links with educational theory. ठीक है, because any methodology has to be linked in some kind of educational theory, but suggestopedia doesn't have any links. And a famous scholar called T. Scovell, ठीक है, T. Scovell, SCOVEL, this is the name of a person. ठीक है, this scholar says that if we have learned anything at all in the 1970s, it is that the art of language teaching will benefit very little from the pseudoscience of suggestology. ठीक है, so this is what this scholar is suggesting about suggestology, that it is a kind of pseudoscience. And he goes on to say that there is precious little in suggestology which is scientific. ठीक है, so this is one of the greatest criticisms of suggestopedia. So from an exam point of view, what are the things that you should remember? पहली चीज आपको याद रखनी है that suggestopedia involves music. उसके बाद there is something called concert session. ठीक है, now because concert session is a very famous term that is associated with this methodology. ठीक है, concert session. उसके बाद मैंने आपको बताया that the emphasis is also on vocabulary building. ठीक है, after that I told you about the 6 principles of suggestopedia. कौन कौन से थे? First, authority. Second, infantilization or treating the learner or the student as a child. ठीक है, infantilization. Third, double planedness. ठीक है, double planedness. Fourth, intonation. Fifth, rhythm. Sixth, concert pseudo passiveness. ठीक है, concert pseudo passiveness. And last but not the least, who was the founder of or who was the inventor of this method? It was the Bulgarian educator and psychiatrist called Georgi Lozanov. ठीक है, Georgi Lozanov. So, इन सारे फैक्ट्स को आप याद रखना, बिकॉज इन दी एग्जाम क्वेश्चंस कैन कम फ्रॉम एनी ऑफ दिस.